leadership matters. I look at some of the law firms that are failing, or some that may be successful at the bottom line, but they're failing as far as their team morale. It's a tough place to be there and work. I mean, you got a revolving door. Many firms have been able to get by on just being good in the courtrooms and being able to settle some cases. But what I've understood and realized, these great firms, the reason they're able to establish more distance between their competitors is because they put so much emphasis on their people.
Welcome to Trial Lawyer View, the podcast dedicated to the fierce yet compassionate lawyers who fight every day for justice in the courtroom. Our guests are top trial lawyers and their firms who share their stories and experiences, offering valuable insights into their journey, as well as expert guests who provide actionable strategies and practical tips for personal injury lawyers looking to optimize their operations, enhance client service, and drive growth in their practices. Trial Lawyer View is brought to you by Synergy. At Synergy, we aren't just a service provider. We are a strategic partner for personal injury law firms, seamlessly integrating with law firms to boost efficiency from day one. Outsourcing cumbersome administrative tasks like lien resolution and Medicare compliance to an expert partner like Synergy enables personal injury firms to focus on what they do best.
Welcome to the Trial Lawyer View podcast. Today, we're thrilled to welcome Dave Thomas, the Senior Vice President of Growth and Business Development for Law Tigers. With over 25 years of experience in business development, marketing, and talent acquisition, Dave has established himself as a leading figure in driving growth for personal injury law firms across the nation. His innovative marketing strategies and expertise in building professional relationships have consistently yielded impressive results, helping firms that are part of the network enhance their bottom line and expand their reach. A graduate of the University of New Mexico with a degree in mass communications and an MBA from Arizona State University, Dave delivers with practical insights from his successful career in education. At Law Tigers, Dave oversees all aspects of business development and new member market expansion, demonstrating his commitment to helping law firms thrive in an increasingly competitive landscape. His extensive background, which includes leadership roles in healthcare recruitment and executive positions, equips him with a unique perspective on the legal industry, which he brings to every industry interaction. In this episode, Dave discusses niching, marketing strategies, and the importance of relationship building. Dave, welcome to Trial Lawyer View, and thank you for joining me today on the podcast.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me. I was looking forward to today, and this is going to be a great time for us.
Well, you've got incredible knowledge, and I want to dive right into it with a substantive question. I gave our listeners a little bit of your background in your introduction, but I know that you are a believer in niching down, and I've talked with some other guests about this idea, and I'm wondering from your perspective, why is it so important for law firms looking for different areas to grow their business to look at that? I think you called it, in doing my research, riches in the niches, which I love.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And obviously, that's not my saying. There's a great book out there titled Riches in Niches. And I think, you know, across the spectrum in many different industries, even outside of legal, you see some, you know, of those that are doing an amazing job just focusing on what they do great. And you know, some that come to mind are like Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out. You know, some of those, you know, kind of fast food restaurants, that's, you know, they focus on, you know, the chicken or In-N-Out. It's just, you know, you get burger three different ways. And there's power in that, right? Because you're resonating with an audience. They know that, you know, the quality's there as well. But when you look at the legal landscape, I think, you know, some of the challenges for law firms across the country is that they're really just trying a little bit of everything out. They're really trying to bring these cases in, and they're not really understanding what's most effective. So they end up being the supermarket of legal services. And you know, to your direct audience, the more fine tuned that you can be in resonating with them to create that commonality of interest, I think you're going to be better off in the long run. So yeah, it's definitely riches in niches, Jason. But also there's power in niching down to your audience. You know, here at Law Tigers, they know us as the motorcycle guys, right? We're, you know, around the country, and that's what we specialize in. You know, when you go down on the bike, you know, they want to, you know, deal with someone that's not just relatable to them, but understand them, right? And understand their needs. And so when you're looking at the legal practice in our arena, you definitely want to see if you can create that positive moment of truth with your audience and be that expert for them.
I'm curious, as a follow-up to that, you know, we have one of the largest personal injury law firms in the country based here in Orlando, Morgan & Morgan, which I assume you've heard of. And it's interesting the way I've, you know, grown up with their marketing and seen how they go after this particular, their niche, which is interesting to me. I'm curious about your take on like that, because that's such an anomaly. So it really is outside the scope of what normal, you know, personal injury firms that are niching look like, but that's kind of an interesting case study to me.
Yeah, you know, so Morgan & Morgan, I mean, they do a lot of things extremely well, and it's no mistake that, you know, they're one of the largest firms in the nation. But what you know, I had an opportunity to spend some time at PIMCON a few weeks ago, and I think it was Dan, the son, and he was a keynote speaker, and I was very, not taken back, but, you know, surprised about how intentional they are with all their marketing. And what I mean by that is they're really tied to the community in an amazing way. And so when you look at their taglines, what pops out to me or stands out to me is for the people. And so when you look at a niche, that's a niche within itself, because what they're saying is, hey, we're for the people. That resonates with their audience. And then they back it up by not just saying it, but they're in the trenches, right? They're in the trenches, finding out what's important to them, supporting, you know, those, you know, needs and policies and things that people feel that they're often overlooked or maybe even underserved. So they're gap fillers in that way and doing an amazing job. And obviously through those efforts, it shows in their success rate across the country.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible having seen how that all started and how it's evolved, how smart they have been with their messaging and consistent with that messaging and seeing it in all forms of media here in Central Florida. And it's kind of interesting now to see it in other parts of the country when you go to those other parts of the country where they've developed a presence. So it's a pretty cool way that they've gone about it, and certainly a very smart, well thought out and intentional business practice that they've engaged in to build what they've built. I wanted to ask you, get into a little more specifics here about this. So with the Law Tigers platform targeting the motorcycle accident niche, which you talked about, what are three innovative strategies that you've implemented that have significantly contributed to the growth of personal injury law firms across the nation that are working with your network? Because I'm thinking about, you know, generating new case leads, digital marketing and mass media marketing. What are these innovative things that you do that you help law firms grow utilizing?
Jason, phenomenal question. That's our secret sauce, right? It's what we call a mixed marketing strategy. Most folks that understand our marketing, kind of approach to the community, they know that we're heavy induced in grassroots, connecting with the community. That's kind of what we do at a very high level. However, it is also partnered and complemented by traditional advertisement, mass media, and then we have digital marketing. So when you look at Laurel Tigers, they say, hey, what's your mixed marketing strategy? Traditional, digital, and grassroots. And what we call that strategy, Jason, it's infinity marketing. And the goal of infinity marketing is to really elevate and develop into affinity marketing, where people are talking about you when you're not in the room, where you have evangelists in the community that's repeating your brand. And so synergistically, these three different strategies, they all complement each other. And that's how we're able to generate these high value cases for our members across the country. And so, you know, going back to the Morgan & Morgan, and I want to give them all of the airplay, but you know what they do well is they realize that along with Law Tigers, and we're in the same boat on this one, is that if you keep people first, they will keep you first, right? And so we understand that, you know, there's a lot of folks that's going out there and doing a great job with their digital marketing and also traditional, right, with TV commercials and billboards and everything like that. And so, you know, that's important. but often there's a gap, and that gap is typically in actually getting out from behind your desk and committing to a true partnership with your community. And so if you would ask me, Dave, you know, where do you really rank your success and what you guys done across the country? It's being agile, but also not putting all our ducks in one basket, right? Covering three bases. But the glue is the grassroots. That's what brings everything together. So what we're saying on our social sites, what we're saying and doing through our digital strategies and our traditional strategies is all interconnected and supported by CNS in the community, understanding that we watch over our own and we take motorcycle riders to the utmost respect and responsibility that, hey, we're out here for you. And it's not the question of if or when they get an accident, but when that does take place, we're top of mind, and they know that we're sincere with all of our intentions and efforts.
You know, it's interesting to me as a cyclist, not a motorcycle rider, but cyclists, you know, there's, and I don't know if you're familiar with them, bike law, which I think is somewhat of a similar, I don't know if it's actually still in existence, but when I was struck by a car in 2016 while I was cycling, I was going out for a training ride with a group of guys. We train with every Tuesday and Thursday morning. Just on that day, wrong place, wrong time, got struck by a car and wound up in the ICU. And anyway, it was, you know, significant personal injury case. And bike law took something I had written and turned it into just an interesting piece about awareness for cyclists on the road. And I really appreciated that, especially at that moment. All I could think about was, you know, this thing happened, and I really hope that I can do something to help maybe prevent that from happening to the next person, you know, creating awareness around, you know, be aware of cyclists on the road. So I think what you're talking about, I know it's just someone who has been through this, that there's meaning in that for someone that's experienced an injury due to a specific type of accident, whether it's motorcycle, a bicycle, car, medical malpractice, product liability, whatever it might be.
Yes. And thanks for sharing that. I'm glad you're put back together. You look super healthy and in great shape. But, you know, you're right. It's, you know, being able to resonate and relate to a particular audience, it only helps attorney, but it also helps the client, right? Because they trust you and they understand that, you know, you are, you know, they're looking out for their best interests.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I felt from that post, was just, there was some connection created by taking my story and putting it out there and meaning, you know, for me and that. So I'm curious though, in terms of using some examples from Law Tigers, can you share 3 to 5 of the most effective marketing techniques that you found to resonate with potential clients in your specific niche, the personal injury space, that gets that flywheel spinning for law firms?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about traditional first. Obviously, we do the billboards that I mentioned, TV commercials, radio spots. But what I think our team does extremely well is connecting dots within the traditional space, meaning that we really partner with a lot of different local sports teams, right? We support Endercross, Motocross. So a lot of this is by way of partnership and sponsorship, and it allows us to really expand our footprint at the local level. And, you know, we're in 33 states and 47 markets. So we do this collectively, you know, across all these states. And so when I look at, you know, traditional, it's just not, you know, buying, you know, billboard spot or once again, you know, a television commercial. You have to do the things in between that matters that I mentioned. Next is with digital, right? And so, you know, you have SEO, PPC, you know, you're setting your clear goals for your digital strategy. However, with digital, what we find to be effective, Jason, is that we want to definitely capture a strong presence on all of our social platforms as well. That is a strong push within digital, because what we're trying to do is really humanize what we're doing on a digital level. And we feel by, you know, getting out there, telling our story, even talking on storylines of things that maybe not directly relatable with law firms, But what we're doing is humanizing the connection. And that brings me to what we call an emotional connection with our audience. And so this is what we're trying to do on our platforms. So when we get on our platforms, even such as LinkedIn, we're not just talking about how good we are with handling these cases or, you know, strong litigators across the country. But what we're talking about is some of our imperfections and vulnerability, right? And why would you do that, Dave? Because we want to make that emotional connection with our audience. I always say this, Jason, the more vulnerable your marketing is, the deeper the connection, right? So if you can just, you know, kind of get off your, I call it unzip your cool suit and say, hey, I'm going to expose myself for who I am. I am not perfect. I come with a lot of flaws. But one thing you will find out is that I'm going to do right by you. I'm going to overserve and overcommit everything that we have to make sure that you have the best experience and the best representation when it comes to your case. And so, you know, those are the type of connections that you want to establish with your audience. So what I'm saying is we do a lot of what other folks are doing around the country, but we do the small stuff that matters the most. And not to leave out the last core component, and that's grassroots. I feel that we probably do this probably better than anyone in the country. And I feel so horrible for saying that because I feel like I'm bragging. But let me just share with you a little bit about our grassroots channel. So we have market managers that are deployed around the country. He or she, they have to be a writer because we want to resonate with the audience. They're the face of our program. They go around throughout the week, and they're called on part stores, tow companies, dealerships, right? Harley-Davidson dealerships, Honda, Indian. They really serve very parallel to what pharmaceuticals sales reps would serve in the healthcare arena. Our arenas just happen to be motorcycles. Right. So they're out there winning friends and influencing people. They're making that connection. They're providing shops with product, with different things that they will need to be successful in their jobs. But they take it even a step further. They're not just at your local rallies, passing out product or hanging with riders and going along on rides. We do that as well. But we're at children's hospitals. We're partnering with first responders. We understand that, once again, you know, being connected to the community, that's our secret sauce. We know that, once again, if you keep people first, they'll keep you first. And I always say this at some of my talks, you see some of my presentations that I give. I always say the best strategy that you can really develop or inherit within your firm is to make people the centerpiece of your practice, right? Because at the end of the day, that's the goal. That's the goal. You're here to serve people. It don't matter how cool that we can get our you know, out of the box or creative in our marketing. The end goal is always to connect with people. So why shouldn't you should work backwards? So when you're thinking of your strategy, when you're thinking of your commercial, you're thinking of your billboard, you're thinking of your digital strategy, it should always start with people. So to answer your question, our mixed marketing strategy is just that.
You touched on digital marketing. Of the digital marketing techniques and platforms that you've seen be deployed in the personal injury law firm space, what's the top one that consistently can be fully leveraged and deliver high visibility with good conversion rate?
I'm going to say optimizing your own website. Optimizing your own website, writing useful content. You know, we retarget. We do a lot of different things in the digital realm. But what we really focus on as of late is understanding that your website is that's your first impression, right? That's the opening door into your organization. And we, that's where a lot of folks that go to find out, see if you're legit, if they want to do business with you. So I say, you know, if I'm giving away a gold nugget today, and then many people that you'll be surprised, go Google their website. They don't put much emphasis on it. They just hire someone to go through the website and they move on. They put all this money into other, marketing efforts within the digital world. But what you want to do is definitely engage in you know, social media as well. But you want to also drive those, you know, end users back to your website. It's a huge opportunity, right, to capitalize on. So go back, relook at your home websites and start optimizing it. You know, get the right content. You want to have it almost like a local page where people are going there for information. You want to be the resource, right? You want to be the resource before the accident that turns into the case.
You've talked a little bit about it already. And I know from doing my research for the podcast that you're a master at developing professional relationships. In your 25 years of experience, what advice would you offer law firm owners in terms of cultivating the right kinds of partnerships that lead to sustainable growth in their area? Because I saw you address the audience at PIMCon about keeping people first, which is all about relationship building, whether it's external or, you know, internal with your own team, the external being the marketplace and the community. You've talked a little bit about it, but I just think that there's some real insights that you can give to our listeners about how do you really truly go about doing this on a master level like you have.
Oh man, I appreciate that. And I love this stuff. And I can already tell you my answer is going to be really off the wall for many people. But there's a couple handful of attorneys that gets it. And they're doing phenomenal things in their space. But let me first talk about the history of legal marketing as you know, law firms have been doing it for many years. And I had an opportunity to spend some, you know, time with some of the folks that actually founded it, like Harlan Schillinger, that he resides here in Arizona part-time. And, you know, I sit and listen. And much was built up on legal marketing. It really, you know, turned into almost like a competitive world of FOMO, right? Fear of missing out and doing what your competitors are doing. So that's where you look at the growth of billboards up and down the highway, where you see them standing there with their arms folded or standing on trucks or you know, just really giving you that perception that, you know, that they're tougher than rocks and that you have to be the Billy Badass to choose them as an attorney. And I'm not quite understanding of how necessary is that. Do I want the toughest woman or man to represent me in a case? So what my whole movement here, and you've seen me talk about this, it's really peeling back the onion here a little bit to really understanding you as a person, you know, telling your truth, but also sharing that with your audience. So when I look at, you know, building relationships, it is really intentional, Jason. I mean, it's at the core of really, you know, understanding that I'm not going to just build a relationship for gain, right? Because most people, they do things because let's just talk about attorneys. It's a highly transactional environment. It's normally, you know, there's a transactional audience, right? We know that they pay for this, they want this back. If I commit to this strategy, I want this many cases. Take the transactional out of it. Everything that you do that's going to be valuable and it's going to be sustainable long term has to be centered around a relationship. So I call it relational marketing. And so when it comes to building that relationship with individuals, they don't really care how successful you've been or, you know, the largest cases that you've settled in the last 20 years. You know, you go to people's website, the front door, it says recovered billions, recovered millions. And that's cool. Okay. But what they care about is that, you know, they want to know that you're more so like them than they thought originally. So, you know, when you meet me, Jason, we've met, I'm the same Monday through Sunday. I'm the same at a conference as I would be in my own office, as I would be at home with my family. And I think those are the connections that you want to obtain when you're out there in the community, but also that's what your marketing should be saying to your audience. So what am I saying? I'm saying, hey, put back the facade of that you're great and you're perfect and you run it, you know, that you're tough and share with them some of your pain. You know, I don't mean to preach here, but there's purpose in the pain, right? But there's also so much gain in the pain. I look at attorneys on LinkedIn talking about their early startup days of becoming an attorney. And they also talk about some of their fears. They also talk about some of their challenges, whether it's emotionally, physically, or just by experiences that they had. That's going to connect and relate to your audience. And I tell you, when you build those meaningful connections, those type of relationships, they're sustainable and you can grow a healthy practice on that as a platform. So that's what your marketing should be, is that, you know what? I'm perfectly imperfect. And look, this is what you get. And I, once again, I'm going to do the best that I can do, you know, because it means that much to me. So it's about being passionate, committed, but also understanding that it has to be relational and not transactional. That's it.
I mean, that relational piece, doesn't that become incredibly important all throughout representation too? Because the deeper the connection and relationship, the more likely it is that you get a good Google review at the end. Meaning if you give someone the feeling that this is transactional, when I know, when it came to my case, it was deeply personal, still is. I had a dental implant done last week, which is 8 years after my accident. That's pretty personal, where your health is impacted going on into the future, right? So that ability to relate and build a relationship with, whether it's your audience or the clients, it translates into that deeper connection, which ultimately for a personal injury firm is likely to yield that better overall review of what the experience was with that firm as part of the representation.
Absolutely, man. I'm glad you shared that, because there's a lot of this going on, because people are starting to catch on. They're saying, hey, you know, man, they think that we're just, you know, after, you know, cash, right? We're trying to get rich off of their, you know, unfortunate matters. And so they're changing up their marketing. But I can tell you, I've referred a lot of folks to different firms, and I get the feedback. And some of the way that they've been dealt with, as far as with lack of follow-up, of lack of compassion. So I mean, you get a lot of this feedback. So you're hitting the nail on the head. It's a way of life. It's not just your marketing. You have to walk the walk, right? Yeah, you just can't talk the talk. You have to walk the walk. So everything has to be ingrained in how you're handling things internally as well with your firm. Your team has to be bought in to that mission and bought into to understanding that, look, we are here to drive change and make a difference and improve lives. That's it. And that's why it's so difficult to gain cases right now. I run into a lot of folks and say, how things are going? How are things going with your marketing? And you, some people are smiling through and say, oh, Dave, everything's fine. Oh, man, we're bringing in cases. But you and I know that's not the truth. This has been one of the toughest years for firms across the country, for legal marketers. We know that. There's just so many outside things that's outside of our control that's contributing to that. But those that are doing things the right way, that their firm and everything they do is built on that relationship, they're doing okay. You know, because you know that's what's going to allow you to separate from being just good to great. From good to great, it's the relationship in the legal world. And so, yeah, it's what you do, all encompassing. It's not just through your legal marketing. It's through your signing up a case, how you deal with that client, you know, the exit strategy on that client. Yeah, it's going to help your reviews, but also your brand is what people are telling you, you know, talking about when you're no longer in the room. And you'll be surprised, you know, what people are saying when you're not there, you know. And so, you know, you want to back that by them understanding that, look, XYZ firm, they're the real deal. You know, they are what they say they are. And that's the true goal of all of this. And when it comes to marketing, I think people are, like I said, starting to make those changes. I see it. They're starting to humanize themselves. But hey, you can't just start there and stop. You also have to deliver. You have to deliver those type of behaviors and results to your clients.
And I ask you some questions about, you know, law firms being in growth mode and performance indicators. But before I do that, I think you brought up something that's actually very near and dear to my heart, is the idea of your team being bought into mission and what you're trying to accomplish. Because, you know, if your team understands what the mission is and is willing to follow you down the path of how do we truly deliver for our clients? You know, our mission is protecting the net proceeds for injured parties by reducing liens. Well, you know, all of my team here at Synergy, they hear me say this over and over again, and we celebrate the wins when we get a huge reduction or get a complete waiver of the lien because we know those dollars are flowing into the personal injury victims' pockets and helping them and their family post-injury. But, you know, the idea as you grow, how do you maintain these that relational aspect with a larger team? You know, if you're a Morgan & Morgan, how do you make sure that that customer experience matches up with your marketing messaging? Because if it doesn't, you've got that disconnect and a problem ultimately. So what you were talking about is, to me, you know, one of those important foundational things that as you're scaling and growing, it's important to keep an eye on those sorts of things too. So what I was going to ask you about is with all the experience you've got in working with personal injury firms that are in growth mode, what key performance indicators do you believe that law firms in this space should focus on in measuring growth?
Well, I mean, there's some that pop out to us, right? I mean, you want to look at your productivity, you know, how people are showing up, your top performers in house and definitely awarding them. But, you know, once again, I'm very unorthodox in my answers. And I think that leadership matters, right? Leadership matters. I always undo those questions that you ask. Great question. Because I look at some of the law firms that are failing, right? Or some that may be successful at the bottom line, but they're failing as far as their team morale, right? It's a tough place to be there and work. I mean, you got a revolving door. So leadership matters. I think too long that there's, you know, or across the country that many firms have been able to get by on just being, you know, good in the courtrooms and being able to settle some cases. But what I've understood and realized that, you know, when you once again, that good to great, these great firms, the reason they're able to establish more distance between their competitors is because they put so much emphasis on their people, right? Professional development, you know, really setting these clear KPIs that everything is set for what we call a results-driven process, right? But how do we get those results? That really matters, right? You know, how does our managers feel about their jobs? Are we just hiring people to fill in gaps because we feel the pain of being stretched? Or are we taking our time to make sure that we get the right people on the seats on the bus, right? That book, Good to Great. You got to have the right people on the right seats on the bus. And so when I look at some of the most successful firms across the country, they do that well in-house. They have great team that is bought in. I talk about two lane. It's a two lane road here that really will get you there to success within your firm. And that's engagement and alignment. When you look at the people, right, you want to make sure that they're properly engaged and properly aligned to your core values, to your mission statement, right, and to your initiatives that you commit every year to be successful as a company, as a practice. So I think those are the things, Jason, that will move the chains, but ultimately, you know, get you to score those touchdowns that we're looking for. We have so many firms that, you know, they'll receive the hype and they drop back and they're looking to throw the bomb because they want victory right away. But I can tell you, by building it the right way, having the right people, it all revolves around people, whether internal or external. And so those are the firms that's going to be most successful. You know, there's some good firms that's doing it well, and there's just a whole lot of firms that haven't caught on to that yet. They're more so worried about the end game. You have to worry about, you know, being good every day, you know, and doing the right things every day. Then it becomes a habit, and it becomes ingrained into your culture. I mean, like, who are you? You know, what we ask at Law Tigers is, you know, who do you play for? You know, that's one of the biggest things. People are like, what do you mean? Who do you play for? You play for yourself. This is probably not the best place for you. You know what we do here? We play for each other.
Yeah, you're talking my language, because I've had several guests on in the recent past that have talked about building out leadership teams and operating their firms in a way that supports the mission and all of those things. So what you're talking in, you know, that's been such a passion of mine in building Synergy, is this idea of getting people bought in, aligned, and having the right people to help you do those things, because no one person does that alone. And, you know, if you're a brilliant litigator, you're probably not going to be a brilliant law firm CEO, and you may need a very powerful law firm COO to make sure that someone looks at the KPIs that, you know, if you don't have a leadership team in place, are just never going to get reviewed. So that foundational piece about the leadership team at a firm, and it could be a leader, small leadership team. It starts out right with a, you know, maybe a firm administrator, because you're not at a place where you need this massive leadership team, but knowing what your strengths are and seeing the gaps, trying to fill those gaps with the right people to get you moving in that right direction is such a critical thing, no matter whether it's a law firm or whether it's a business like Synergy, or doesn't matter. Any business needs those things.
Yes, I agree. I'm glad we're on the same page with this, and I'm glad our audience can tap in and really, really hopefully gain from this dialogue conversation, because, you know, at the core, that's what matters the most. It's all about people.
Last question, and I always ask this to give guests a bit of an open-ended platform, but what is your view as a law firm growth accelerator guru, marketing guru, relationship building guru? What's your view?
My view is that there's going to be a lot of change here in the upcoming years for the legal industry at large. And that's really a very broad statement. And it's really putting a strain. It's going to be putting a strain on the industry for us to really play between the lines in an appropriate manner. Where you look at, there's going to be, you know, less opportunity, but, you know, through some of those things tightening up for us, we're all going to have to come together and complement each other by doing what's best for the industry. And so my view on that is, you know, my goal, obviously, at Law Tigers, looking to expand, you know, our memberships across the country. You know, that's why they hired me. But I get an opportunity actually to meet with attorneys across the country. And outside of Law Tigers, you know, I want to do my part, whatever I can do to help position them and put them in the most favorable light to expand and grow and scale their firm. But at the forefront, why do we even do this? It's really, truly to make a difference in people's lives, to improve their lives, and to know that they're protected and serve with the right intentions. And we're going to do just that. And so that's my view, man, is this, you know, make this world, I know this is a little cliche, a better place. And you know, it's, and that's what I want to do, you know, day in and day out. If I don't have opportunity to make each other better and to be a part of that, then I'm not doing the right thing. And so through Law Tigers, I know we're going to grow organically. There's always going to be, you know, the right partners that's looking to capitalize on high value motorcycle cases. But once again, that's not what I wake up for every morning. What I really wake up for and I'm excited about is to live that inspired life by driving change. And I'm committed to it, man. I'm committed to it. And if there's any firms that I can help out, reach out to me, man. It's like I said, it's not about Law Tigers. It's about, you know, creating the best industry, right? And we have some phenomenal firms in the country that's doing great things, but we also have firms that are looking up to you. And they want to be great like you. So how do we get the message, you know, to them, right? How do we set, you know, that stage and share with them some of our best practices? And we do a great job with some legal conferences. I know there's more stacked on every year. And this is the same as plug. This is the last question, Jason. Law Tigers, tune in. We will be in Orlando 2025, the Conrad Hotel and Resort, March 5th through the 7th. It'll be the Motorcycle Accident Summit in partnership with National Trial Lawyers. We had it one this year in Savannah, Georgia. It was phenomenal. We had some great speakers, specialists, And we got a lot of great feedback that that many folks are going to come attend next year. So once again, March 5th through the 7th, 2025, Orlando. I think that's your hometown, Jason. So I know I'm going to see you, get a chance to hang out with you as well. I can't wait to do that. But yeah, that's awesome. Thanks so much, man.
Absolutely. And I wanted to give you a moment as we wrap up just to just talk a little bit about Law Tigers and then give our listeners the best way to get in touch with you if they have questions about anything you talked about in today's episode or want to connect about Law Tigers.
I appreciate that, man. So like I said, we're in 33 states, 47 markets. We still have, you know, a few handfuls of markets that left to sell and some that come to mind. I think we have a couple of territories, Orlando, Tampa, within your state of Florida. Then we also have, you know, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. We have some really strong markets there. You know, what we do in a nutshell, what we do is partner with firms. We license the program. It's an exclusive membership territory, if that makes sense to you. And what we do is we come in as a companion brand. Our goal is to generate these high level, high value motorcycle cases to you and really to support the riding community. Once again, we don't really focus on the accident. It's a way of life for us. And we're doing it exceptionally well for like I said, members. Some of our members have been with us greater than 17 years. Our retention rate is better than 95%. So, yeah, if you're looking to, once again, diversify your practice, capitalize on high-value cases, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out directly to me. My email is Dave, dave@lawtigers.com. That's with an S. So dave@lawtigers.com. If you want to find out more about what we do, our strategy, some of the things I've shared with you, go to our website, and that's lawtigersmarketing.com. And I'm sure you'll see me on the road. You'll know how to find me. And thanks so much. It's been a privilege to be on your podcast here, and you ask some really compelling questions that you can't really run from. So I hope I did it justice by being open and just honest about our approach. And once again, about, you know, our movement of driving change in the legal marketing landscape.
Awesome. Dave, thanks for the gift of your time today. And we'll see everybody on the next episode of Trial Lawyer View.
Here is another episode of Trial Lawyer View. We hope you enjoy today's guest and discussion. Tune in to our next episode for more helpful insights from fellow trial lawyers and practice experts. This podcast is brought to you by Synergy. Visit partnerwithsynergy.com to learn more about how Synergy can free your firm to focus on what it does best.